Hey, good morning. It's time to get fit. It's time to get lean. It's time to get healthy. Do you care about the way your body looks and feels? Of course you do. Listen, I hear people say, I don't really care. You care. You do care. And whether or not they will admit it or you will admit it, other people care. And that's not the reason to take care of your body. It's not for reasons of vanity. But really, this is the only one you've got. And what's nice to know is you are in control of that body, of the way it looks, of the way it feels, of the way it functions. And if you don't believe me, it's only because nobody has yet given you the power to create and change. And that's what I'm here to do. And I'm not going to do it alone. I'm going to do it with help. With the help of the most helpful person I know.
Will that be me?
No, Brennan is here on the controls. And then also there's Adriana who shows up. And she's kind of cute too.
You know, she's kind of cute?
Yeah. I mean, you contribute.
I show up?
You contribute good stuff.
Thank you.
No, I listen, I've always had a fear. You know that.
And about?
About you taking over.
You really fear that? You've never told me that.
You know, it's time for me to just really be open with you.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm very excited to be here this morning.
Adriana and I had a talk last week. Right?
Yeah, we did.
Yep. And here's what she said to me. You'll correct me if I'm not relaying this accurately, okay? She said, you know, Phil, you're all over the place. You're kind of smart, but you're just like all over
kind
the place.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. And that was just her way of buttering me up. I don't know if she really thinks that. I know really she thinks she's much smarter than I am. But she, you know, she gave me that little bit of a compliment. She goes, you're kind of smart, but you're all over the place. So what I need to do is organize you. And I said, well, I don't know. I don't really know if I should be so organized. He said, well, yeah. She said, yeah, you need to be organized because you got a lot of information you want to share, but it's just all over the place. So we're going to create these little drawers, you know, like you would have drawers to put stuff in. How am I doing?
We're going to create segments. You're doing good.
Segments, right.
Yeah, segments.
So, you know, she said, let's take the show and break it into segments. Now, I was resistant, right?
Because yeah,
I said, Adriana, you can't tame me, you know, like a wild horse needs to run free.
To nowhere. You were running to nowhere.
No, but it's
fun.
That's
what happened. You were running to nowhere, and I came to your rescue.
Along the way to nowhere, many people attach themselves to me, and they're running with me. Remember Forrest Gump was running?
To nowhere.
And everybody started running with him? They loved the run.
I'm here to save you so that you don't run to nowhere with Phil. Thank you, Adriana. Thank you. We're going to take people.
You see what I mean about her taking over?
That is
my fear is becoming real.
That is why the show is called Destination Fitness. We have a place to go. What was happening was that we were going nowhere. We were talking in circles. So now we have a place to go, Destination Fitness. We're going to enjoy the journey.
And what happens when you get there? You stop?
No, you keep living.
You keep going. That's my point. I'm going. I am passing all of these joyous destinations and taking people with me. And they're enjoying the ride.
With you, I'd be afraid to be in a car with you and get lost because you will never. You're one of those guys.
Have you been in a car with me?
Have
you been in a car with me?
Yes.
Have I gotten you where you needed to get to?
Yes, but it's,
GPS, baby.
Let me
got
say.
The GPS.
So the GPS is guiding you. That's what I'm gonna be here.
But then
I'm gonna
once
be the
you
GPS.
Get there,
I'm gonna be the GPS of the show. I'm gonna be the GPS of Destination Fitness. Thank you. Everyone's going to thank me for this.
Here's what happens, okay? This is the difference between you and me. I know you thought we were the same, but here's the difference.
I never thought we were the same. Yeah. Sorry to break it down.
Here's the difference. The difference is that if we would go on a trip, right? We would go on a trip somewhere. You would have the brochure. And you'd go, wait,
no, I
yes,
wouldn't.
You would. You'd
no
go, we have
way.
To stop here and see the museum. And I'd go, but wait a minute, screw the museum. Look at this incredible
absolutely
stuff going on
not
over here. And
no
you go, no, we need to have the destination. We
absolutely
need to do the trip
not
in segments.
Now, are you crazy?
You wouldn't say that?
That's not me. That is not me. I would enjoy every single moment, but I love my time. I respect my time. I treasure my time. Therefore, I'm not going to waste it. That's what happens. I would go where I want to go. I would know where that place is, and I would get there and continue to enjoy my life.
But what if you're on your way there and you find something even
well,
more beautiful?
Well, then you change. That's fine. You know, that's what rules are made to be broken. That's okay. I agree. Hey, I'm not uptight like you're making
so
me
So I'm
see
saying why even make the rules? If you need to break them, just don't make the
you
rules.
You need to know the rules in order to break the rules. Come on. Come on. This is just you and your little brain right now talking to
there
yourself.
There it is, the little brain.
I know
the truth
everybody
comes out. See, she said you're kind of smart, but now
know,
it becomes the little brain.
If there is one person listening to us right now, they're saying she's right. You need to know where you're going.
Sure.
People don't want to just hear us talk.
What's that?
Said, don't make me turn this car around.
Brennan's threatening to just pull the plug.
If there is one person listening who would say that you are right, it is your mom. But the problem is she doesn't understand English. Yeah, so probably nobody would say that you're right. But you know what? Let's do this. I'm going to make a point, and then we'll see if I can get you to agree.
Okay.
Regardless of whether or not I am structured and keep things in drawers.
Okay.
I have done some good for a lot of people who were looking for fitness, and every one of them had a unique destination. Is that reasonable?
Absolutely. I agree. I concur.
So along my crazy way, many people have found their own destination.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And?
So that's it. So it works.
The point is that you, okay, fine. You know what? Fine. Fine. Just be thankful that I'm here.
Don't give me the fine. Don't give me the fine. I know what that means.
That's like when you tell the husband fine and you fine. Turn around and look at the window. See, you're driving the car right now. I said fine. Then I turn my head out the window and now I'm mad.
Right. And then the husband says, what's wrong? And you say,
nothing.
Exactly right. And it eats him up in his gut. So here's what we'll do. If you want to try to bring me to segments, I'll go for the ride. Okay?
Great. It'll be fun. I promise you.
It might be
like
a little bit like trying to take the dog to the vet, though. I'm just telling you.
Stop
I'm just telling you. So I'm open to it.
Just go with it. Just go with it. You're saying you're so open?
Let me,
just be open to it.
Let me tell you how much respect I have for you. Okay?
Okay.
Let me tell you how much respect I have for you. Here is a sheet of paper. And on this paper, I have outlined 4 segments.
I know. I was very proud, I got to say.
So I'm just telling you, I'm willing to play this game, and we'll see how it works.
Okay. Start with the first segment.
Well, the first segment is your segment.
Oh, my segment.
Because I figure if anybody's going to create segments, they've got to do them. So I got some music prepared for your segment.
Oh, show me.
Okay. But as soon as the music starts, you got to start your segment.
Okay.
And the segment is called Adriana's Tip. So
tip
that gives
to
you
what? Well, tip to what?
See, that's what you want. You want me to give you the full... Listen, I'm giving you a wide open drawer. You can put whatever you want in this drawer. So it could be a fitness tip. That would be good because it's a fitness show.
How to get there? How to get your way with men? How to drive men?
Well, that's
crazy.
A different show.
See, you do have a plan, and you just don't want to admit it.
But for this show, we should talk about fitness, okay. Nutrition.
Go! I want to hear the music. I'm ready. I'm pumped.
You are revved up today.
I'm pumped.
What is with you today?
I'm feisty. I'm Latin. Yeah. It's just in my jeans. Not my jeans. They were jeans that I wear. My
You are wearing jeans, but they're like short jeans. All right, let's get this music.
I'm
gonna be
I
quiet
like
now because that music means it's time for the Adriana tip.
I feel very Latin.
I'm waiting.
Oh, start
the drawer now. Drawer is open.
The fitness tip of the day is this. Do not treat exercise as a punishment. And I see a lot of women, they go out, they eat, they overeat, they probably overdrink, and then they say, oh, tomorrow I'll go exercise for 2 and 3 hours. That is an issue right there because we're not treating exercise for health. We are using it to put more stress in our bodies because our bodies are already stressed from all of the toxins, from all of the food that you have ingested that is not healthy for you. And then if on top of that, you take that to a 3 hour, 4 hour exercise, 2 classes in a row, and then some weight, you're putting your body under more stress. So I'm here to tell you to relax and don't treat exercise as a way of punishment. Just enjoy. And if you're gonna do fitness, do it for fun, do it to feel better, do it to burn a little bit of calories, but not to make up for what you did. The key is to stay consistent, eat as good as you can, and if you're gonna let yourself loose, then do it every now and then keep going and keep eating better and better and better the next time. Do you like that?
I liked it. I would say I like it. I like the music. I really
more
wasn't
than
paying
what
much
I said.
Attention to what I said. I do. I like the music. It's very you. No, Adriana, I think you're great. I do. I think you're great. I think you're inspirational.
What do you think about, do you agree that a lot of women, including men, treat exercise as a way of punishing themselves after what they did?
I think it all comes down to the same thing. I think that people have bad information in their heads. I think they don't understand the relationship that they could have with exercise. And I think that exercise doesn't even have to be the time that you block out to exercise. In other words, it doesn't have to be from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock I go to the gym, or from 2:30 to 2:45 I'll be on the treadmill. I mean, I go bike riding with my daughter. It's just something that we do.
It's activity.
It's activity that becomes exercise. Now, I'm not saying everybody should go bike riding with my daughter because she'd get very tired bike riding with everybody. But I'm just saying the things that you do, you really have to find balance in your life. And then there has to be a balance between activity and then some of the occasional abuses that we do for the sake of pleasure. So,
exactly.
Yes, I agree. Exercise should certainly not be thought of as a punishment. But I think when people associate exercise with the words have to.
Yep.
That's when it becomes challenging because now it's a chore.
Exactly.
Do you love working out?
I love working out now.
Okay.
Now.
Even with that, are there days that you just don't feel like it, but you do it anyway?
No. You see, that's where I'm at right now.
So on days you don't feel like it, you will not exercise?
You know what? I know nowadays, after being 10 years in the industry, when I'm using I don't feel like it as an excuse, and when if I go and I exercise, even though I don't feel like it, I'm going to feel better. But I'm also better at listening to myself and listening to my body. And I think it's very wise of a person to do that. So sometimes I really truly feel like it's not the time to put my body under that stress. And maybe I go for a walk. So that doesn't mean that I'm not being active. It means that I'm not doing any formal form of exercise and organized way, in an organized way. Does that make sense? And I love living like that. I mean, I really preach it and I tell people, don't think of exercise as something
that you
have to
do. So when you asked me, does that make sense? You really didn't want to know.
I don't really care what you think.
Okay.
Although I mean, I love you, but who cares?
Because I'm kind of smart.
I'm going to say it anyway.
I'm kind of smart for a guy with a little brain.
I'm so happy I can tell you whatever. Don't get mad at me. You know I love you. I respect you so much. And I'm so happy and proud to be here.
I respect you so much, I can make fun of your little brain.
Okay, I will always say this once.
What?
So I'm glad that it's, you know, recorded, that I love you, I respect you, and now from now on, that's it. I won't say it again.
No. I'm adding a segment, the Adriana Love segment, where you have to tell me how much you love me, okay?
No.
Listen, let me tell you this. For you, you said 10 years in the industry,
yes.
Right? Whether you will admit this or not, exercise is so ingrained in your life that you could not, I know you could not go for an extended period of time without exercising. It would make you crazy in so many different ways. Now, many people who you interact with have the opposite life. They don't have a relationship with exercise. I don't want to turn this into, you know, deep psychology. This is not Dr. Phil. But they've never found that comfortable place to put it. So for these people, they need the regimen at first. They need to be able to know this. They need to know that even if they don't feel like it right now, if they're going to follow a sensible regimen that makes sense for them, and that's so important, they will feel better afterwards. So when you talk about the punishment too much, you're absolutely right about that. But if somebody is on a regimen and they feel like, I just don't feel like doing it today, I'm going to say do it. Even if it's just taking a 12-minute walk or picking up some light dumbbells, because 100% of the time, unless you overtrain, you're going to feel better afterwards. And I'll tell you, I know that about myself because there are days I just don't feel like it. And I do. And I have never regretted that.
That's what I agree, though. I agree with activity. And I think there's a difference between healthy activity and what a lot of people are doing and what the industry that I love so much.
Are we still in your segment?
No. We're just talking.
Where are we?
We're going through the destination to our, you know, a segment that I've created right in the middle of your segment. And my segments.
So we're on the bridge between segments.
Exactly. You see, I'm not uptight. You know, I was in the journey. I saw something that was good, and I stopped, and I enjoyed it.
Do you know that
so
all uptight people
about
say they're not uptight?
Stop it. Okay.
No, I'm just telling you
Anyways,
that.
Going back to what we were talking about, I want to say there's a difference between organized exercise, like the one that you do at the gym, like the step class, like the spinning, like the Pilates, like all of that stuff, and activity. People, I wish that if we can give them something as a piece of knowledge is to understand that your body responds to activity. It doesn't have to be necessarily under a roof or under an instructor. I mean, it's better if you have somebody to guide you, and that's what we're trying to do. But if there's a day in which you feel like you truly don't want to go to the gym, it's okay. Your life is not over. Your journey's not over. Just go for a walk. Take your dog out for a walk. If you have kids, play some ball with the kids, and then tomorrow you'll get back. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. I'm a woman. I'm a multitasker. I know how it is to have kids and a husband and all of that stuff. It's not easy.
Kid.
A kid.
You don't know yet how it is to have kids.
No, I know how it is to have a kid and a bunch of his friends and all of the neighbors who are over all the time. And I love them. And, you know, they're kind of my kids. I'm not a liar.
Can we get that Adriana music again, like a conclusion, even though we're not in the segment? I just like the music.
Yeah, I know. I love it. Go, Brennan.
This concludes the Adriana's Fitness Tip. Arriba!
Arriba, arriba.
Okay. Now we'll move on.
Okay, go.
Could we do a different segment?
Yes, it's
all
time.
Right. We're moving to a different segment now. I just want to announce that. I don't want people to get
lame.
Their segments crossed.
What are you doing? You're so sad. What are you doing?
I'm moving segments.
Okay, good. I mean, you're not
you
supposed to
you don't want people stuck
that.
In the old segment when we're moving to a new one.
Phil, you have so much to learn.
But you love me.
I know. Okay. See, I knew that was going to come back to haunt me.
Can we talk about research?
Yes.
Okay.
That's your favorite topic.
It's not my favorite topic. Here's what I love about it. It is so deceitful, and people are so misled. And when you allow people to get that light bulb over their head and they go, really? You mean when they say research has proven, that doesn't mean research has proven? That's what I like, because then they stop falling for a lot of the stuff that they fell for. So for me, that feels good. If I could do a segment that could stop people from falling for stuff, to me, that's a good segment.
That's what Oprah calls the aha moment.
Yes, and Oprah didn't invent that term. The aha moment is you sort of get that wake-up call where you go, ah, I see the world differently now, right? I have new perspective. And speaking about Oprah, which we will speak about a little later, incredible woman. Honestly, I mean, how can anybody say anything other than she's an incredible woman? But why is she a weight loss expert? Don't answer that. I'm just saying there needs to be an aha, right? I mean, of all people, of all the famous people in the world, she's the one who makes the least sense. I'm going to tell you why I think she is a weight loss expert. She is a weight loss expert because she is a connector and a bonder. So people think Oprah feels their struggle, so they connect with her. That is, don't get me wrong here, I think Weight Watchers is the best of the flawed programs, okay? And I mean that. Weight Watchers is the best of the flawed programs. So if you understand what I'm saying, it is a flawed program. But of all of them out there, it's probably the most well-intentioned and perhaps the most sensible. But these weight loss meetings that they have, these are people, primarily women, going to sit in a group with other people who feel their pain. But what's interesting is very few of them have found the solution, or they wouldn't be in those meetings anymore. So there's something about people that we find comfort in this bonding thing. So speaking about Oprah, which we can talk about later, it's odd to me, even though I can understand it. It's odd to me that if she says something is true, if it has to do with weight loss, and she has certainly not mastered weight loss, that people would listen to her. Now, because of that symptom, because people are so willing to believe and then flock, the sellers of products have always hoped that they could find a way to say to people, this is not advertising, this is something other than advertising, and that's where research comes in. Now, years ago, I think research was very legitimate until television started infiltrating everybody's homes, and there were so many magazines, especially now with the internet. So now research doesn't even mean anything legitimate anymore. So you look at a big company like Kellogg's, and the FTC recently came down on Kellogg's. Kellogg's makes many things, including breakfast cereals. And in a recent campaign, here's what they said. Frosted mini wheats. Have you had those?
Yeah, they're delish.
Delish, right? Especially, you know, if you're a kid, you love the sweetness of the frosted mini wheats. Clinically shown to improve kids' attentiveness by nearly 20%. Now, were you talking at one time about this ADD and the society mm-hmm. and all
yeah.
the kids and they're being medicated? All right, so you think about all the parents now who are so concerned, right, about the child's lack of attentiveness. And maybe you have a 4 or 5 or 6 year old who's just being a kid. But because somebody planted this seed, whether it's Oprah or somebody else, the parents are very worried. You know,
and they go, they're having for breakfast all of this sugar, then obviously they're going to be pumped and wired.
But here's what Kellogg says. Kellogg says, listen, parents, this was clinically proven in research that if your child eats frosted mini wheats, the child will be more attentive. Research has proven. So now, understanding how people listen to Oprah, even if it doesn't make sense, could you understand why they would listen to a commercial that says research has proven?
Of course.
This would be a huge impact upon Kellogg selling more of this particular cereal. Well, the FTC, although I believe they're impotent because I just don't think they have the financing or the manpower to challenge all of the big business that's fraudulent, periodically they catch somebody and they do something good. I don't think Kellogg's is doing anything really criminal here, but I do think it needs to be controlled because the public is so vulnerable. So here's the reality. Kellogg's financed a study, and they got some kids to eat breakfast. And the breakfast happened to be Frosted Mini Wheats. Now, they didn't compare kids who eat Frosted Mini Wheats to kids who eat Raisin Bran, to kids who eat eggs, to kids who... They didn't do that. They took kids who don't eat breakfast, and they gave them breakfast, and then they said 20% of them are more attentive. Well, maybe 80% of them aren't. So you see how they skew and they twist the research. What if they said, after giving children Frosted Mini Wheats, 80% of them were not more attentive? That wouldn't sell the cereal. So all it is the spin that they put on it. And so many products are sold today based on completely fraudulent research. So I'm going to caution people against believing it. Now, I'm not saying don't eat Frosted Mini Wheats. I'm just saying don't think that they're medicine. You know, if a commercial on TV says research has proven, that doesn't mean that the sugar in the cereal is not going to mess with your kid. Long term, perhaps mess with his metabolism, his sugar tolerance or her sugar tolerance. So you just got to be a little bit more protective. And you got to hold on to what you know to be true. And I think too many people have given up too much of their sensibility. It doesn't exist anymore. They've given up responsibility and they think, hey, look, Kellogg spent money on research. They proved that their cereal is going to cure my kid, so I'm going to buy the cereal.
You know what the bottom line is? For all parents out there and for everybody out there who think that anything that comes in a box will make your life better, your digestive system better, your attentiveness better. If you can't gather. If you can't gather.
Wait. I want to try to gather. Hold on.
No, stop it. Don't make fun of my English because when you
speak
Spanish.
I'm not making fun of your English.
When you speak Spanish, I never say anything. I laugh to myself if I have to laugh, but I never laugh at your face or laugh behind your back, but not with you.
Why would you laugh at my face? I have a great face for radio.
Like every time you send me a message in Spanish, I, you know, laugh. All right. Anyways, moving on. Gather. If you can't gather, hunt or fish it, then your body doesn't need it. That's the true bottom line. So if it comes in a box, it's not going to make you better. God invented the world in a perfect way. I know I got religious, but it's true. I don't mean to offend anybody.
You're not offending anybody, but I think
You're giving me a look.
No,
I wish we had a camera.
I'm looking at my paper. I don't have the religious segment, and I'm just a little thrown. I got thrown off.
You don't know
that's
what to
all.
Say? You don't know what to say?
No, I would say something in Spanish, but you'll laugh at my face.
No, I'll write.
And you'll probably gather me right here.
I'll call Brennan after the show so we could laugh.
Brennan knows how to gather. I'll tell you. If one guy knows how to gather.
Gather and gather.
Yes.
Don't you love having somebody who doesn't speak English that well on the show?
No,
you
do speak English.
You
do speak English very
okay.
well.
Okay.
And I like the little fake accent that you put on
because
people don't know this. You were born and raised in Brooklyn. She moved to Miami. She decided she wants to fit in. She's going to blend.
So I get Brennan to choose some nice Latin music for my segment, and there we go.
There you go. All right. You want to go to a new segment or you want to...
You just... Move along without telling us.
All right, listen, beginning next week, we're going to take phone calls all over again, okay?
Yeah, but no one's going to want to call us.
Why would you say that?
Because we've got to get better at this.
No, we don't. For years, 16 years, people have been calling me on the radio, Adrian.
Yeah,
now you show
years
up.
That you have been paying everybody to call you, probably, sending them checks over the mail.
What are you doing here? Why would you want to be on the show? To rescue me? Is that what it is?
Yes. This you know what like, women do? That's what we do.
You're trying to save me.
I'm trying to save
from bad
you.
Radio.
Exactly.
How's she doing, Brennan? Is she saving me?
Like a hunter-gatherer.
Yeah.
I'm gathering you.
Which is which?
At least we're having fun. That's all I'm going to say. I am. Not you, obviously.
I came up with an idea for a segment. I'm going to show it to you, okay? You just tell me because I don't want to say it and if you don't want to do it, okay?
Okay.
But I'm serious about this. Here's my idea for a segment. Ready? No, don't laugh. I say don't laugh. You laugh.
Are you going to say
it? Well, I'm asking your opinion, segment master.
Go.
I think there should be a segment called Don't Be Stupid.
I love it.
Do you?
I love
it. And you know how you say that in Spanish?
No seas estúpido.
Exactly right. That's how I was going to say it before you laughed in my face. I'll tell you why. Don't be stupid. It doesn't mean that you're lacking intelligence. But I think smart people behave at times stupidly. Now, with the research thing, I can understand that, because that is very sophisticated marketing aimed at influencing you. But I think when you look at Oprah as a weight loss savior, or you look at Dr. Phil, you know, as a weight loss savior, I think a part of you has to know that that is stupid behavior. Because honestly, you're looking at somebody who has struggled with weight publicly. By the way, what happened with Kirstie Alley? Do you guys know? I heard on a radio, on Howard Stern, actually, I heard him saying that Kirstie Alley is going to be on Oprah because apparently she gained the weight back after being on.
I think she's trying to get back into some other form of endorsement with either the same company or another company where she'll become the face.
So here's my point. You have somebody who's famous, somebody who presumably is a multimillionaire, and presumably can afford to hire the best of the best, whether it's a trainer or a chef or somebody to do your shopping for you, right? And that person publicly loses weight. Now, honestly, we know anybody could lose weight. There are extreme ways to do it. The question is, can somebody lose weight healthfully and permanently and be better as a result of it? Now, here's somebody who is a celebrity who gained the weight back. I presume, I don't know this to be the case. But if she's shopping for another endorsement, isn't there something wrong with that? Like, doesn't that say the last one was flawed? That whatever the approach was doesn't work? Why would you look for another company to do the same thing?
Well, she blames herself. She says that she stopped working out.
Oh, but of course that's what people do, Adriana. You know that.
I know that. But you know what? I also know how it is to be on the other side. And that's the reason why people
are believing it. But you also know that the diet fails people.
Yes.
I thankfully hear many people saying that now. I might have been the first to use that. I found that very powerful when I would say that in my seminars, because it would lift that burden off of people. I'd say, listen, if you ever failed with a diet, you have to change it around. You didn't fail. The diet failed you. And I would see people go, wow, you know, that's right. And now I hear a lot of people using that, and I'm thankful for that. But still, I don't think the public gets it. I think they're very willing to blame themselves. A diet is a flawed technology. I don't care what you call it. So here's my Don't Be Stupid segment of the week.
So proud of you for coming up with that.
Are you familiar with the acai berry? Some may call it the acai berry, A-C-A-I. It is a Brazilian berry. This berry has a lot of antioxidants. Comes from Brazil in the rainforest. Antioxidants, they kind of clean up the free radicals that do damage in your system and are implicated in things like cancer and heart disease and speeding the aging process. So antioxidants are good. So Dr. Perricone, I don't know if you know him, but he's on public television a lot, said that this berry found in the Brazilian rainforest has a lot of antioxidants. Well, now you could walk into any health food store. You could even walk into Publix or Super Target, and they have acai drinks, and it says antioxidant. So the public is becoming aware of this. If blueberries were not found in the United States, you could have said the same thing about the blueberry. So it's not that this is a magical berry. It's just another berry. But this is the kind of stuff that people find opportunity with, because they go, ah, this will now be the wonder food. This will now be the wonder berry. So Dr. Oz goes on Oprah. Told you I would come back to Oprah. Dr. Oz goes on Oprah, and he says that the acai berry is healthy and has antioxidants and is kind of one of the new superfoods. Within days, there are blogs everywhere saying Dr. Oz recommended the acai berry as a weight loss berry. Within days, there are companies creating products. Now, there's a website called Acai Burn. That's the product. And I'm not endorsing this. It is acaiberry.com. It is the most clever, sophisticated, inductive, enticing site you will ever see. And Brendan, if you're going to go to it, you can, but there's sound, so make sure you don't have the sound on. And there's a woman on there, and she's very pretty, and she's very nice, you think, and it goes on and on and on with testimonials. And there's this whole movement now that supposedly it was endorsed by Oprah, and it was mentioned on CNN. Well, the berry was, but that doesn't mean they were saying get a sideburn. That doesn't mean there's any magic in this. Now, here's what I love about this website, and this is where I say don't be stupid. You go to the website, and it is all hype, and it is all twisting of the truth. The acai berry has antioxidants. Remember what I said. So does a blueberry. So does a raspberry. So does a tomato. So it's not magical. You're at that site right now, Brennan? Look how long, if you scroll down, that site goes on and on and on with just... Now, look right at the top. You got a picture of Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. So just putting that picture, do you think that they look that way because they took this product? But right then, people go, oh, look at that. They must be doing it. And as you scroll down, I think you could see there's a lot of hype. But when you get to the bottom, it is leading you to this place where they're saying only certain people can get this. This is not people who aren't serious about their weight loss. This product is for people who are serious about their weight loss. So you have to qualify. So at the bottom, what do you point to? What does it say?
However,
there is just one little catch. You have to qualify. So now people reading this going, oh, look at this. It's the magic weight loss. It's finally here. This is it. It's the Brazilian rainforest berry. It's going to make me lose weight. They get to the bottom, and now their heart stops because, uh-oh, there's a catch. What's the catch? And what's the catch, Brennan? You have to be approved, right?
You have to qualify.
You have to qualify. So I tried to qualify. Okay?
Okay.
And here's what I did.
Why did you need your credit card?
Well, first you have to put in your name. And so I put in my name, Phyllis, because it's, I think, primarily women. And I am. I am primarily woman. So I put in Phyllis, and I put that I weigh 247 pounds. I'm 5'6", and I'm 31 years old, and I would like to weigh 120. Okay? 247. Here's what I get. I get something that flashes right up. It says, hello, Phyllis. Based on your goals of moving from 247 to 140, your height of 5'6", and the fact that you are 31 years of age, you are the perfect candidate for one of our few remaining weight loss packages with a 14-day trial period. So because I'm perfect, they are now going to give me the gift of a free berry burn, right? I said, let me try this thing again. So I became Jane. Hello, Jane. Based on your goals of moving from 105 pounds to 80 pounds.
Oh, my God, no.
I put that in there because I wanted to see if it said, hold on, you need to see a psychologist, right? Based on your goals of moving from 105 pounds to 80 pounds, your height of 6'6", I'm 6'6", right?
Oh, no.
And the fact that you are, and the fact that you are 20 years of age, you are the perfect candidate for one of our, I said, let me try one more. So I became Lucy. And look, you can try this at home if you'd like. Hello, Lucy. Based on your goals of moving from 489 pounds to 90 pounds, that was my goal, right? I want to go from 489 to 90. Your height of 5 feet, and the fact that you are, read that.
89 years old.
89 years old. So I'm 89 years old. I'm a 489-pound woman who wants to get down to a, and I'm perfect. Do you see that? How clever this is? But this is where I want to say to people, don't be stupid. This is a pre-programmed computer. I mean, really, just grab hold of your common sense. And I think smart people fall for this. Do you?
Yeah, because, I mean, people, you know, if I was to do it, I'm not going to do it three times. I'll probably do it and be excited. You know, if I was a consumer and I'm looking for a weight loss, that's what's happening.
But that's stupid.
It is stupid. It is so stupid. I can't.
And I'm not saying that the people who fell for this are stupid. I'm telling you a lot of clever people put this together. But I am saying smart people behaved stupidly.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. 100%.
Now let me finish. Because as you keep going, there's more and more text and exciting. And now they're patting you on the back going, congratulations, you got it. We're going to send you the 14-day free trial. And now, in the little tiny print, it says, when you order today, you'll be signed up as a member of our exclusive preferred customer club. You will be billed $4.95 for the shipping of your free 14-day trial. Now, even that's a little weird that I'm being billed $4.95 for my free trial, right? But okay,
so they
got to pay for
like
shipping.
Yeah.
And then once you choose to continue losing weight, right, as if I'm going to stop continuing to lose weight, the low member price of only $59.95 per month, every month, shipped as a fresh 3-month supply every 90 days. So what that means is if I get these free berry burn pills, now they're billing me $4.95, and in 30 days, they're billing me
$60.
$60 every single month.
And they're going to send you the things, the berries, every 90 days.
So all I can say to people is don't be stupid. And you know what's in here? They don't say the ingredients. I had to do a little research and make a few phone calls to find out what's really in there. What's in there is acai extract, which means they took something out of the berry, and green tea. And you know what green tea contains?
Caffeine.
So you're taking caffeine pills, which are addictive, which are diuretic, which will make you lose water.
Which will help you not be so hungry, crave your appetite a little bit.
And make you think the pill is working.
Yeah. Yeah. So but bottom line, we could eat berries and drink green tea and have the same thing.
Correct.
For less than 60 bucks a month.
How was my Don't Be Stupid segment?
So good.
Yeah?
I am so proud of you.
Yeah? Brandon, what do you think?
Love it.
Yeah? Okay. So I think we're going to keep the Don't Be Stupid segment.
I love it. Yeah. It's good. I have to say. I'm very proud of you.
Tell me about one of your clients.
What do you want to know?
I
want
to know a real person that you're working with who's achieved great things. Because, you know, I'll tell you, you've known me long enough to know that really people do call in the show. And or at my seminars, you know, sometimes people want to share their results. And I cringe. I really cringe because people call and they go, you know, Phil, I got on your program and I lost 39 pounds. I feel better than I. And I feel like people think that I set it up. And it's kind of an odd thing about me, but I'm so sensitive to that. That I never use those testimonials, you know, but they're out there. They come to me and they make me feel good. But after I see everybody using these bogus testimonials and, you know, putting models in ads, holding out pants that aren't even theirs. But I would like, I know you do great things for people. So just talk about something great that somebody's achieved who's worked with you.
This is what I like the most about my job is when I see people enjoying themselves through life. And then they realize
that. But tell me a person. Tell me one person.
Okay. I'll talk to you about Steven.
Okay.
All right. I've been training him for about 3 months now. And he was having a really hard time playing golf and a really hard time just doing his daily activities because his back was hurting a lot. So we started doing some Pilates moves on the machines and everything. And he's lost about 3% body fat. And that wasn't his goal. So he's not even, you know, doing anything to eat better. He's just eating healthier, but he's not on a diet, obviously. And he's now moving, playing golf like crazy, and he's loving his new self. More than anything, he's loving the way he feels. So that's what truly makes me happy. And he can see more definition. He feels a lot stronger. He feels very energized. And it's just amazing to see how he's done all the work. I mean, I've been there to support him in his greatness, and that's it.
No, but you did more than support him. And really what you did is you empowered him. And I think that word is overused. But I think what you do for people and what I strive to do for people and what we try to do, the reason we're sitting here right now, is because people need the aha. But it's more than the aha. They need the responsibility. They need to understand that no pill is going to show up. And if it does, I will be the first to run around everywhere. I mean, in my life, I've done media tours where I've gone around the country, city to city. I'll do that again, telling people about the pill when it shows up. But I'm telling you, it will not be here in my lifetime. I see the research that's taking place. I see the agenda. I see where the money's coming from. It is not going to happen. And I don't say that to be pessimistic. I say that to be optimistic, because here's what's great. You don't need it. Just take control. And I think, Adriana, what you did for your client and what you do for people, aside from me, who you like to insult, but what you do for most people is you make them feel as if they have the power to take control again.
They do.
And then you release it in them. And once you do that, honestly, they don't need you anymore. And
exactly.
I think that's great.
And I love that. I really, really love when people say, I actually have to tell them, you know what, you're ready to go move on and do your life and do your things. You don't have to be with me all the time. You don't have to call me. Initially, when I start training somebody, I say, you have hired a coach. It's not just the personal trainer. I am not a personal trainer. You don't show up from 6 to 7 and then leave. I am your coach to help you live a healthier life. And you can call me. You can text me. I prefer to be text. You can text me anytime and ask me any questions and I'll reply and I'll be here to support you, but then it's going to come a time when I'm going to have to tell you to go, like a proud mama, like a proud mother. Go to college. Go graduate. It's your turn.
You're pushing the bird out of the nest.
And
don't
it feels
fly,
really
baby.
Good. It's really funny because a lot of people don't want to leave. A lot of people tell me, no, why are you? I'm good. I'll be better. I can. And I'm like, you're perfect. You don't need to be better. You just need to go and do your life and, you know, let me help somebody else if they need to be helped. But the funniest thing is that they think I'm helping them, but they're helping me so much. So that's what I love about my job, is the interaction and what I get in return. So I completely do it for selfish reasons. I don't want to seem like I'm that good, because I'm really not. It's completely selfish to help people.
Brennan, if you ever go to Adriana's house, right now there's probably about 40 people out there, and they wait, you know, kind of like the paparazzi. But
so not true.
They wait, and she comes home and they go, please, can we hang out with you? And she goes, nope, nope, I've kicked you out of the nest. Everybody leave,
so
disperse.
It's not true, but you know, I'm lucky to have great clients, to meet great people through my work. And you know, I think that translates and that shows. I truly, truly am a people person. I love hanging out. I love talking. I love learning.
You do?
I do. I, you know, it's my high. It's the thing that I love to do the
most. You love talking?
I love talking. Can you tell?
So I will make a point.
Go.
My point is, whether it is segments or whether it is just free rambling, if every week we give somebody else that little bit of sense that they have the power, then we're doing something really good. Honestly, that's what it comes down to. So whether there was somebody sitting at their computer about to buy some kind of pill thing is going to cure them, or whether somebody going on yet another diet, or whether somebody who's doing excessive exercise and they kind of go through this process where they burn out and then they don't exercise for months, if we can give them a little bit of clarity, what that leads to is individual responsibility, where somebody goes, you know what, I'm going to stop waiting to be rescued and I'm going to take control. And really, in 16 years of doing radio, that's the reward for me. And I think that's what you're expressing with your clients, is you give them the power and that feels good.
It feels so good.
The frustrating part is when you look at all of it, and this is why I'm so sensitive to all the scams, because that takes away people's power. That makes them think, you know, if you don't order now, you're going to miss out on the magic berry pill. What if I told you that I had a weight loss secret? You eat 500 calories a day, and the 500 calories come from your favorite food. Now think about that for a minute.
Makes a lot of sense.
Makes sense, and it sounds appealing. So
of
what would be your favorite food?
Oh, let arepas. Me think. Arepas. Just call it arepas.
Do you love arepas?
I like them okay. They're not the best.
So what's the best?
I don't
Flan?
Know. No, I don't know, Phil. I can't think right now.
Oreos, double stuff Oreos.
No, I don't know.
Like if you could have anything right now, what would it be?
Oh my God.
Chocolate mousse cake.
No, it's not. I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Let's
call it arepa. Call it that. People don't even know what that is. Somebody listening to me in Ohio doesn't know what
arepa
is. You have to explain what it is.
Plantañas?
What? Oh, so, you know what I really, truly love?
What?
One thing that people either love or hate.
What?
You know, I love...
Yucca.
I love yucca.
I love you, too.
I love yucca. No, not you. Oh. Yucca. It's a root. It's like potato.
Uh-huh.
It tastes like
potato.
Okay,
but that's not what I'm digging for here. I'm looking for the bad food.
No, but I love it. You asked me. I'm going to be 100% honest. I love yucca fried. I like fried yucca.
Okay.
That's it. Fried yucca.
Okay.
All the way, baby.
Now, listen. If I had the fried yucca diet for you, and I said, all you're going to eat for the next 3 months
that's yummy-licious.
Is fried yucca, you would go, yum, right?
Of course.
Now, to me, that doesn't sound all that good, but I understand. To you, it does. For me, it would be pizza, right? If somebody said you could just have pizza all the time, I'd go, great. But you can only have 500 calories a day. Now, that could be done, correct?
Yeah.
So if I came out with your favorite food diet, wouldn't people buy that?
Of course.
Your favorite food diet, choose your favorite food. It's the only food you're going to eat, but you can only have 500 calories a day of it. What would happen? Would you lose weight?
Of course, at the end of the day, is how many calories you put in and how many calories you burn.
So
you're
it is
depriving
reasonable.
Your body from calories, you're going to lose weight.
So it's reasonable that somebody could have a small enough piece of brownie with a small enough scoop of ice cream, with a small enough bit of whipped cream to fit in the parameters of that diet. And they go, hey, I'm losing weight eating brownies and ice cream and whipped cream, right?
Yeah.
Now, suppose you tried it, and after a while, you were hungry.
No wonder, eating 500 calories a day.
Okay, and suppose that although you lost weight initially, even with the 500 calories a day, you stalled, which would happen, correct? So now I said to you, Adriana, I know that you stalled, so now you're going to walk a mile or two, okay? Now suppose you started doing that. Would you continue to lose weight?
Yes.
Because now you're burning
more calories. I'll be in such a bad mood. Oh, my God.
And where would your energy be?
So low, I'd be... killing everybody on the street. I'd be yelling
at
people.
You wouldn't have the energy to kill them.
You're right.
You'd think about killing them, but you wouldn't.
I'd be so grumpy. You wouldn't want to be around
right, him. Like people would look and they'd see you coming by and they would like close the blinds because there's that grumpy slow walker with no energy, right?
Yes.
So now you come back to me who gave you this great diet idea and you go, oh, Phil, I'm losing weight. It's really doing good, but man, I got no energy and I'm grumpy all the time. And now I say, Adriana, that is exactly what is expected in phase three of the diet. So in phase three, we're going to have you do a very low dose of cocaine.
Wow.
Natural, from cocoa leaves. It comes from cocoa leaves, right? And this will give you energy.
Mm-hmm.
Would it, in fact, give you energy?
Of course.
How would you be walking the next day?
Oh, happy all of a sudden. I'll be like, oh, yeah.
And would the weight loss continue?
Yes.
Okay, so now you're looking at everything that I've guided you to do, and it worked. So does that mean I'm giving you good advice?
No, it doesn't, but it'll make me feel like you're the man. I'd be like, wow, you truly, honestly have the answer. Thank you.
Now, suppose instead of cocaine, I proposed using steroids because I explained to you that if you don't start taking steroids now because you're on this low-calorie diet, you're going to lose muscle. So steroids will preserve your metabolism by preserving muscle.
Yeah. Okay.
Justifiable. I could find you research to prove it. So nothing that I've said could really be disputed 100%. I could make these arguments, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What if instead of using steroids, I told you to use a female fertility drug, assuring you that this drug would go to the hypothalamus in your brain, lessen your appetite, and coax your body to give up fat and hold on to lean muscle mass? Sounds good?
Sounds legit?
Sounds scientific?
Yeah. It's so sad that people would probably fall for that, because what I want to know is, what are the side effects? I want to know, what is that doing to my body?
They are falling for it in a very big way. It is HCG. And if you haven't heard about it yet, you will. It is a diet now, the HCG diet. Now, what they fail to realize is they've connected the word diet with a drug. It is a drug. It is a medication. It is a female fertility drug. It increases or acts as luteinizing hormone, which in a woman increases ovulation. Right? So when people are going through a hard time getting pregnant, mm-hmm. they will go get HCG, which comes from a placenta or from female urine. And that is, it really has a purpose. Now, we
that
could debate ethically
loss.
Whether or not that's right. There are some people who would say, hey, it's great, I always wanted kids, and now because of HCG, I had kids. Other people are going to go, it's not God's way. That's up to them to decide. However, this is not a weight loss treatment. Now, that same compound, HCG, is actually used by bodybuilders because what it does in a male is it coaxes the pituitary to cause the body to produce more testosterone.
Mm, there you go. That's why all those bodybuilders are so...
Well, actually, what happens is when bodybuilders come off of the anabolic steroids, their body stops naturally producing a lot of testosterone, and HCG kind of coaxes their body back to start producing it naturally again. But I want to caution people, because Kevin Trudeau wrote a book several years ago about natural cures. And his weight loss cure is the HCG diet. In the HCG diet, here's what you do. 500 calories a day, and you inject HCG. And it really alarms me, because if people follow it, they will lose weight. That's what alarms me. But you see the process that I took you through earlier. If I said to you, eat 500 calories a day, will you lose weight? Yes. And if your energy is low and I tell you to take a drug and the drug gives you energy, will you think it's good? Yes.
That should be on your segment, Don't Be Stupid. Are we still in that segment?
Because no. We're in my
falls.
Does It Work segment.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay.
It doesn't work.
It depends on the goal.
It works. It's just not the right thing.
It depends on the goal. If the goal is to potentially screw up your own endocrine system and
then
hormonal cascade, to perhaps have some long-term side effects that you're not going to see for a number of
years.
But
be skinny.
To lose weight in the short term, and to probably still slow metabolism because you're only eating 500 calories a day, not to mention all the long-term psychological ramifications of messing with your hormones and slowing metabolism. If that's the goal, then it works.
It's just crazy. You know what bothers me? That the industry that I love so much at the same time could be taking in such a weird, dark way and to a dark place. I don't know why. I love fitness. I love health. I think it's such a beautiful thing. And, you know, I hear things like that, and it genuinely upsets me. It does.
Here's the real danger. The real danger is somebody somewhere knows it's wrong. Right? I mean, if I were to come up with this idea of prescribing cocaine, if I found some legal way to get around this and go, no, no, it's for medicinal purposes for people on diets, it's a very low dose. If that were possible, which who knows, maybe it is, then I would know that I'm doing something bad. But the first 10 people who lost weight on my diet cocaine program, they would think it's great. So they would go on the internet and they would Twitter and they would chat and they would Facebook and now other people. So you have to realize the people who are spreading the word are not bad people. They are misinformed people.
Yeah.
And that's why it really becomes vital that people take responsibility, they stop being stupid, and that's why I will continue to do this, you know, not only giving people the tips about exercise and eating, but also helping them understand how not to get fooled. Because once you stop getting fooled, that's the first step toward getting power. As long as you continue to be fooled and victimized, you become a victim. And then people are waiting for the next scam. They don't think they're waiting for the next scam. They're like, I tried the HCG diet. I really didn't feel well on it. I was hungry. I lost 20 pounds, but I gained it back. What diet could I go on now?
It's so tough. It's so tough because it's, you know, I relate to so many of my clients. And, you know, when you don't know where to go, you don't know how to lose the weight. It's like you just need something. You need the sky to open and you can hear the music and then get the magic pill. I understand where people are at. But I want to urge everybody to question life, question people, question me, question you. Don't just take anything that we're saying. Do a little bit of research. Nowadays, it's so easy with the internet. But then if you're doing it, don't be stupid. Know what you're reading.
You've been to my seminars. You've heard me say this.
What?
I say to everybody at a seminar, I say, you don't need my program. Now, I've never heard anybody else who says that, but I feel like if they come to my seminar and learn just what I'm sharing, now, some people want it, and great, because I believe in it 100%. I created it intentionally to educate people, but I don't want anybody to feel like they need it. They just need to understand, and they need to apply, and I think that's a rarity. I don't think most people would do that. I think most people would stand up and hold up their book and go, you know, here's my new book. Buy the book. It's going to teach you everything you need to know. There is no book that will teach you everything you need to know, but you don't need to know everything. You just need to understand synergy, and it's the concept that I want to make sure we get in here every single week. If you want to take control of your body in any way, shape, or form, that means lose fat, that means improve cardiorespiratory endurance, improve function, you must have a concern for three synergistic components. The right nutrition, which doesn't mean dieting, doesn't mean starving, it means eating supportive
foods.
Eating
more of the good stuff.
Yep. Moderate aerobic exercise, and to Adriana's earlier point, without the Latin music, but making that same point, too many people put too much stress on themselves to have to exercise in excess. And moderate aerobic exercise is an important part of this puzzle. Too much aerobic exercise can be destructive.
Absolutely.
And the third part is you have to have a concern for muscle. Guys will always accept that. Women will always accept that as it relates to guys. But still, I'm shocked by this because I would think now, you know, here we are, 2009, that women would go, now we understand, but they're still having that fear, that apprehension about.
But I'm here to empower those women and say, let's be strong, let's have strong muscles and kick some butt out there and, you know, be all we can be, and we can't do that if we're weak.
Do you know next year I'm going to be
There's a problem on the
I just had a birthday.
You did, I know.
Yes, last week I turned 49.
Wow.
So in another year, I'm going
to be... 50.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to be 50, you should say it in Spanish.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to practice throughout the year until I can just come to terms with it. It's such a weird thing. Age is a very bizarre thing because it's a label that you sort of wear. But I meet people who are my age that I perhaps haven't seen in years, you know, and I look at them and until I realize they're my age, I'm shocked because I just think they're 65, 60, seriously. And
then, like, oh boy, you're old. Oh, you're my age. Okay.
But here's what I think. I think that has almost become the accepted standard. You know, one of the things that I've learned to use is this body age system for assessing people so they could learn the difference between their biological age and their chronological age. And I think an important message is, I'm telling you, it's messing with my head to think that I'm going to turn in a short time, that I'm going to cross that threshold. It's, you know, I'm having a hard time accepting.
You got 12 months. You still got 12 months.
Yeah.
You still got 12 months. You got time to practice.
And I know what'll happen. Once I cross that line, then, oh man, that's a hard line to cross.
But what's the system that you're talking about? I'm interested about it. You're saying about the anti-age and how old are you and how old you feel and how old you act.
There is some incredible research. We don't have time to talk about it today. But legitimate research taking place in a scientific community that supports that we could live to be 150 years old.
So can we talk about it next week?
You know, yes, we can talk about it, but I will tell you the science, the Human Genome Project is so sophisticated that I literally spend about 7 or 8 hours a week studying and learning from it. And it is crazy, but it is exciting. And it makes us realize how we are screwing up our own abilities unintentionally, but I mean as a society, as a population, based on the foods we eat and the activities we choose to do or not to do. So we will continue to talk about it as it unfolds. But what I want everybody here to know is you are in control. You're in control of the way your body looks and feels and ultimately your health. And we hope you will tune in every single week and tell all your friends. And next week we'll open up the phone lines. You can call in and talk to me if you want to, but more importantly, Adriana. And
I'm so proud of you for doing the segment thing. I think it went very well.
You do?
Next time you just, you know, it'll be better.
Are you trying to tame me?
No, I'm not trying to tame you.
I'm
just saying it was really good.
Good.
And you had really good information, and I was very happy to be here.
Okay.
I really was.
Te veo mañana.
Te veo el sábado.
Sí. Adiós.
Bye.